All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Okay, we just finished up Monday's show. I did want to talk to Mike D for a second because he watched the Breaking Bad movie on Netflix, which is Aaron Paul, right?
Yeah.
And I did see that the guy from Breaking Bad, the creator, Vince Gilligan, said, without a doubt, the main character's died. He did. Mm-hmm. He didn't live. I saw in a Rich Eisen interview. He's like, okay. I'm just telling you right now, he doesn't come back to life. Because at the end of Breaking Bad, he's just, you know, it's been long enough now, but he's not alive. So it starts with Aaron Paul's character.
Yeah.
And Jesse Pinkman?
Right after Breaking Bad ended.
Really? So like the next day or next year or what?
Like that same night.
Oh, so right when the show ends,
that's cool.
It's him.
I'm going to have to watch this.
Okay, so what's up with it?
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, if you haven't seen that finale, or really it's kind of hard to go back to it because you forget what happened. But other than that, it's a pretty good movie.
Pretty good for a Netflix
movie? For a Netflix movie. If it was in theaters, I'd be like, oh, not that good.
Oh.
Because it doesn't really stand on its own.
Okay.
But it's basically okay, but
that's
like...
fair. That's fair, though. If without it standing on its own, if you had to watch Breaking Bad, it was a good.
Yes.
And okay. I think that's most people who would watch it, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have went to watch that. What's the old people that lived in England, lived in a house? Downton Abbey?
Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey. I would have never seen... I didn't watch that because I didn't watch the show.
Yeah.
I wonder if that movie could have stood on its own without watching the series.
Yeah, I think that was its own story. I don't think it was like a continuation of Downton Abbey.
Oh, is that right? See, yeah. I don't know.
So do they have a recap of what happened last, or do we have to go back?
No, right when you start it, it has like a 5-minute recap of everything that happened.
Oh, I'm Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Perfect. I appreciate the recaps.
Yeah, me too. And they're like, do you want to skip this? Sometimes I'm like, no.
Yeah,
you
gotta watch this. More.
You gotta watch that.
I forget. Yeah.
Please
so
give me more. Whenever I started watching Pretty Little Lies, they gave me the recap, and I needed
Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't
mean to...
Whatever.
Whatever, guys. Yeah. So, okay. What do you give it? What's your rating?
3.5 out of 5. So it's good. It's
3.5 what?
Yeah.
Heisenbergs.
Heisenbergs. All right.
Yeah. Wow, not like meth pills or...
You know, he does his own judging system.
Meth pods or... What
we
is
do
it called?
Talk about in a little bit the Joker. Eddie and I went to see the Joker. We give our review of that coming up. But by the way... Mike's review of the Joker last week was
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. Loved it.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that coming up here. I got to kind of keep it short because of another day. I'm in Washington, D.C., and we are shooting American Idol today, so I can't do a lot on the post-show, pre-show. But I will be, just as a thrower out there, CMT Artist of the Year. I will be presenting, I think I can say Carrie. I don't think they care.
It's all good.
I'll be presenting Carrie Underwood with her Artist of the Year. And now they've come to me to ask me to do something else on the show, which is pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
So
fun.
There's an intro part, and I'm not sure how much time I have, but Mike D and I have started writing for it a little bit. So, so that'll be on Wednesday night. As soon as I get back, which is Wednesday, we go to that. Let me tell you about this. But there's also a new episode of the Bobbycast where me and Eddie and Mike D talked about new music coming out this week. So not an interview and not a super long one. But if you want to check out the new episode of the Bobbycast, that's up. All right, today Idol, tomorrow Idol, CMT. The Ronnie Dunn photo shoot is Thursday.
Oh, wow.
So fun.
And he sent me a bunch of cowboy hats and cowboy clothes.
Hats.
And he, yeah.
This is going to be great.
The hats are a little too big, though. But I can, like, put newspaper in there to make
it.
Yeah, sure.
Make
fill it up.
Yeah.
So I have that. And possibly on Thursday, Lauren Daigle. How do we feel? Is that,
oh, so fun.
Is that confirmed? Huh?
Not confirmed yet.
Oh.
Okay, well,
that'd be awesome.
I love that. She's going to be so good. And does she know that you, like, crush on her?
This week, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
This week, I'm professional.
Oh,
Be cool.
And then on Friday, I'm playing the Opry. So if you guys want to come to the Grand Ole Opry on Friday.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fun.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So you can come out to the Opry, and there you go. On Sunday, I'll just keep talking for a second, but the Country Music Hall of Fame is doing an event for Ray Stevens. It's Country Music Hall of Fame, Ray Stevens, Jerry Bradley, and Brooks and Dunn, who have been inducted. I'm such a big Ray Stevens fan. Obviously, I like Brooks and Dunn, too. Ronnie Dunn shooting photos for me on Thursday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm such a big Ray Stevens fan because he did like country comedy music that I'm pretty pumped about that, and hopefully I get to go. But I got a busy week, but it's a good week. A lot of cool, fun stuff to do. So that's the deal. I'm going to go, but Amy, anything you want to say before we jump out?
No, not really.
All right. Just, admire that.
Yeah, I mean, I always do like to say that I hope everyone has a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good one.
That is a good one.
And I guess, this is time where I can plug the podcast if you've missed any episodes. There's not a new one up today, but maybe there's ones you haven't heard. Four Things with Amy Brown.
Yeah. If you want to check out the other one too, we did with Tennille Arts, and then
the Bobby Cast.
Yeah, but we have a music one. If you're a big subscriber, just subscribe and they pop right up on your feed wherever you listen to your podcasts. All right, that's it. We'll see you guys. We're gonna play today's show right now, but we appreciate that. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Everybody, welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, let me go over and talk to Debbie in Maryland, who is sitting on the phone. Hey, Debbie, what's happening? Thanks for calling the show. Debbie, what's up?
I was wondering what happened to the chairs that you all had made individually. The new chairs by Carrie Underwood, and wondering what happened to them.
Do you guys have those? You take them home with you or no?
Mm-mm.
They're in the other studio.
They're still sitting over there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone took mine.
They did?
Carrie Underwood is missing.
Oh, no.
Well, so what happened was we couldn't afford chairs for our last studio. And so we said, hey, what artist will sponsor a chair? And so I guess everybody kind of had an artist sponsor their chair. Mm-hmm. I'm still sitting in my Garth Brooks chair because it's about equal height as the new chair studios. Amy's Dirk Bentley chair that he made for her is in the studio. Lunchbox has been stolen. Eddie, yours was Tim McGraw?
Yeah, Chair McGrawson. Still there.
Well, I would suggest if you're going to keep them, you can take them home.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So otherwise, like, someone stole lunchboxes.
Yeah, I'm going to send out an email to Nashville All.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Yeah, those Debbie. So that's the deal. They were all at different weird heights. Like, Lunchboxes was super short.
Yeah, very low.
So he couldn't sit in this new studio with it because the table is built much higher. So we kind of have uniform chairs at this point. But that's what's up. Everybody's, if you want them, take them home with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, good idea. I'll do that today.
Anything else, Debbie?
Yeah. No, that's it. Good morning, studio.
Morning. Wow, she had us on the backside, too, with that. Woo. All right, Debbie, have a good morning.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Right,
see you later. Let's do What's the Haps now. Hey!
Hey, what's the haps?
All right, so this is what's happening in everybody's life.
What's the haps with you?
Well, so my dog has gone through a lot medically. He's a bulldog, and they come out a little bit broken to begin with. Probably because they've been inbred for hundreds of years. But so far, you know, he has big breathing issues, and I have to take him and get that fixed. All at the same time, he's got to get neutered, inbred, and he's got an eye issue, which they're going to fix all at once. But I've had to take him in three or four times, and I just committed to paying whatever it took whenever I got him to make sure he was right and well. And that's okay. And I know we've talked before about your dog. If your dog gets sick, how much you're willing to spend on it.
Right. I mean, I think I'll spend more, but my husband is always like, oh, no, our dogs are a $500 limit per visit. Not over their whole life, but...
So I was reading this story about a man's pet fish.
Yeah?
And he had a tumor surgery. The man's pet fish had tumor surgery. Would you spend money to save a fish?
No.
A pet koi fish underwent surgery to remove a tumor. The surgery took 10 minutes. It appears to have been successful. Bubbles is said to be doing well and swimming on its own.
Oh, that's cute. Aww. Do you have to do the surgery under the water?
That's a great question. So Bubbles had a deadly tumor. Bubbles is between 5 and 8 years old and started growing a mass about 6 months ago.
What?
His owner said that the tumor could be fatal. The procedure took 10 minutes. Bubbles was then placed back into fresh water. He is doing well, swimming on his own. The cost of the procedure was around $300. It doesn't say if they did it in water. I would assume if it took 10 minutes, they had to do it in water. Because you can't keep him out.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
that's crazy.
$300 to save a fish.
That's in the within my husband's budget.
But these koi fish are big fish, right?
I'm not, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And I think they live a long time. No.
Well, I mean, no. This one's already between 5 and 8 years old.
They're like right. The ones that are like orange.
So
and
he probably has a
white.
Bond with the fish. Like me personally, I've never bonded with a fish, but it's clearly something special to him.
Well, I saw that. I was thinking about all the money I've had to pay for my dog so far.
Well, and who knew fish could get tumors?
What? Well, they're living.
Probably all could.
Yeah. Yeah. But have you ever heard of one?
No,
because they probably
because they just die.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's the haps?
Amy, what's the haps?
Well, so I guess maybe I have somebody in Texas, like Amarillo or something, that might have my same name that has $2,000 due on their Verizon bill.
Full name Amy Brown?
Guess so. Or
pretty
someone has
name,
stolen
though.
My identity.
Yeah.
But a collections agency called me. And they said, is this Amy Brown? I'm always hesitant when people call me and ask that because I'm like, "What? Who is this?"
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, mm-hmm. And then they say, well, we're a collections agency. So third party from Verizon that's been hired out to collect your money. And they're like, we're going to need you to go ahead. Are you prepared to pay $2,000 today for your bill? And I said, no, because I pay my bill every month. I know. I get my notification. Goes out. And he said, no, we have something due for you. So I've got to figure it out. But it's kind of crazy. They're like, well, maybe somebody has your name. It's from Texas. He gave me a phone, another phone number and an address that didn't match me at all. I said, I have no relation to that. And he said, okay, well, I guess I better get on to trying to figure out where this real Amy Brown is. But
well, you can just pay it, Pimp and Joy.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Unless it's someone fraudulent that took my identity.
And you know what? They have feelings, too. Frauds right. have feelings, too.
I mean, you're right. Now that no, you put it that way.
I would imagine there's another Amy Brown. It's a quite common name.
But kind of a bummer that I got. What if I just wasn't that? What if I just wasn't really into where my money was going or wasn't that smart? And somebody called me and then I said, I was like, oh, wow, I have $2,000 due. Like, well, I don't. You're a collection agency. I'm scared. I don't want to go to jail. And I pay it.
Oh, so it could be just a fake agency.
Yeah, I thought about that, too.
Oh,
they're just preying on people that may just be naive.
So what are you going to do, though?
Looking for him, I'm not.
She's going to pay it.
Well, what are you going to do? What's your next step?
I guess, I have LifeLock, and I feel like they notify me anytime my identity is compromised. So I just feel like when I really think about it, it's probably just got to be, like, similar name, and they just go through the database calling anybody with Amy Brown, hoping they get their money.
But how do they call a cell phone?
Yeah, I was going to say, you need that? To Google that agency and see if they're real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck.
Okay.
Keep us up. Hey.
Hey. What's the hat?
Lunchbox, what's happening?
So we started decorating for Halloween this past weekend and started putting skeletons up all over the house, and my wife started freaking out. Is Baby Box going to be scared because of the skeletons? Maybe we shouldn't put skeletons up. Do they even know what they are? Like, are skeletons okay for a baby?
I think people get scared based on what culture says you should be scared of. Like, no one comes out just being scared of a skeleton until you're told that skeletons can be evil, and they teach you. It's like monsters or, like, we're only scared of... I'm reading this book now about how... just how we react to things with facial expressions. We learn from other people. And they go and they study some of these cultures where... surprise. I'm going to do this face right here. What's that?
Surprise.
Shock.
Right.
Yeah.
So they would do things to surprise some of these tribes that weren't around Western man. And everyone had a different facial expression shocked. Some of them would just click if they were surprised. Some of them would look sad. So my point is, we only learn what to be scared of, how to have these you know, facial feelings once we're taught it. So I don't think he'll be scared for this one for an instance.
Okay.
Like, he hasn't been taught they're scary, so I would say it's not going to be an issue.
So more skeletons.
Yeah. Well, he's also one. Until he's taught those are scary, they're not going to be scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's also, yeah, there it is. Hey!
Hey, what's the hat?
Eddie?
I told you guys a few weeks back that my foster baby's starting to crawl a lot. Well, he's starting to go up the stairs now. And
how old's the baby?
He's 8 months old.
Are there skeletons on the ground?
There's skeletons all over the house. Not scared of him, though. But he finally took his first tumble back. I've been putting off. We bought a baby gate, 5 months ago. Hadn't put it up. Dad's been slacking. So I've got to do that today. So that's what's the haps. I have to just kind of.
You have to go buy a baby gate now.
No, we've had it. I just haven't installed it. Mm. It's one of those you got to drill in the wall.
Mine for my dog. I got to put those things up all. If you need a new one,
you do?
I got 80 of them. My whole house is a maze of baby gates. So my dog can get places.
All right, I might use one of those.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, that's what's up. That's what's the haps. You guys can hit us up on Facebook. Morgan number two is anxiously waiting for us to hit 1 million Facebook followers.
I am.
And we're getting closer. Yeah, right?
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have 958,000.
So, left?
No, that's what we have.
Yeah, yeah. Facebook.com/Bobby Bones Show. All right, cool. That's what's up.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Amy, did you guys end up going to that show?
Yeah, we saw Thomas Rhett and it was amazing.
Yeah?
With the whole family and the kids had a good time. It was really loud, though. They had to go get earplugs from the information desk.
Your kids had to get earplugs?
Mm-hmm. Right when we walked in, they both were like, okay, oh no, my ears. And I was like, oh shoot. Because you know, you see like younger kids, but mine are 9 and 12. So I thought maybe their ears could handle it, but they couldn't. So we went and the little information like guest services, they had a big old bucket of earplugs, luckily. So put them in and then they enjoyed the show. Like it was so fun to watch them even get into it. And like as soon as when Thomas Rhett was doing certain songs, like everyone would get out their cell phone lights and put their flashlight on. And like they both wanted to do that. So we gave them cell phones and they were like holding them in the air. Cool. That's the first time they've ever done that. And they loved looking around and just singing along and dancing. So
do they know his songs?
Yes.
What did he end with?
We were there at the very end. They had a concert tolerance. Like there, so we were there for the very end. But they loved, we got to see Life Changes. A Little Big Town came out. Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line came out. Hardy. We got to see some collabs. But we didn't get to see the end.
They were just kind of over the experience.
They were
in
tired.
General.
I mean, it was late. Yeah. Like for them, also, I needed them to get to bed. But that was like their first legit official arena concert. I'm glad it was Thomas Rhett. What'd you do?
Eddie and I went to watch The Joker.
Yeah.
Okay. On Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was pretty good. I think Eddie liked it more than I did.
I did. I thought it was really good. I mean, it's kind of real and sad and depressing a little bit.
There's a lot of real like mental illness stuff in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's very real. I guess I just wanted a little more superhero-ish stuff.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot. It's just about a guy and how he got to a bad place. Oh, yeah, also, it's the Joker.
Right, if it wasn't the Joker,
it would just be a sad movie.
Yeah.
I liked it. I probably, if it wasn't so hyped up, would have really liked it. I give it 3.5 clowns out of 5. Do we do 5 scale or
5?
5. Yeah, I give it 3.5 out of 5 clowns. I did like it. I think Eddie liked it a little bit more, which is weird because I love the superhero movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for your kids. It is not for your kids.
Definitely not.
Holy moly, it is not
for
your
kids. Yeah, good to know. I think we determined that because it's like Joaquin Phoenix.
Well, it's just the nature of the whole movie.
And it's rated R.
Mm-hmm. So we did that on Friday night. On Saturday night, we went and played a show in Fresno. And let me tell you, I love going to Fresno. It's really hard to get to because we're so far away, but it's worth it every time. We had such a great show in Fresno. Just thousands of people came out and watched The Raging Idiots. So we did that. I taped a big thing for a Dolly Parton special on ABC. They're doing the night before the CMAs a whole special on Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin Roberts hosts it. And so I did a whole hour sit down talking about Dolly. And that was cool, too. So I had a pretty busy weekend, but it was a good weekend.
Yeah.
But it was fun just to go to the movies. Eddie and I and our friend Jared and Nikita went and just sat. And those chairs get so comfortable in the movie theater that you kind of want to go to sleep.
Oh, I've done that before.
Yeah.
With my kids.
It's a full-on lazy boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You recline all the way back and you're like, well, okay. That's how my husband, he's kind of like the one that takes him to the movies. And I legit think it's because he likes to take a nap. That's it.
Well, you know, we go, and I'm not big into the movies because everybody touches everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they've made it a little less, a little more clean in general. Big chairs. There's not popcorn all over the floor. It's really not that gross. There was extra cop presence there because of the Joker.
Wow.
Because in case somebody... I never thought about someone coming in to shoot it up during it, though. Did you?
Yeah, I think about it.
You really?
Almost every time somebody came in, I would kind of look at them and make sure they were normal.
Oh, that is such a bummer.
Yeah, I never thought about it. Yeah. I did when I walked in the theater because there were police officers there, but didn't really think... But I do love now that the theater, at least that I go to, and it's not a frou-frou theater, but it's all reserved seating. They've got to do this in order to keep people going to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many of these places are just going, boom, right to... Like Apple's launching their new streaming platform, movies right to it.
Yeah.
Netflix is doing it, movies right to it. So the movie theaters have got to start building in some things. Although somebody kept like getting on their phone during the movie.
Saw that.
Amy, I was so... would I be wrong in the movie to go, hey, please put your phone down?
Yes.
I would?
Yeah, because that's more distracting than the light.
No, but they were doing it the whole time. They'd pull their phone out and they'd be like scrolling and I would see everything that they were doing on their phone. They were looking up actors. They were like texting their friends. And it happened for like an hour of the movie. If I were to go, excuse me, please get off your phone.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Really loud.
You can maybe tap them.
No.
And then say, hey, excuse me.
No tappy. It's either yelly or nothing.
Okay, you can't yelly.
Really?
No.
It's so rude for people to have their phone out.
So I guess, hold on, question, because when you're on the back row in one of those recliner things.
I'm on the back row.
Okay, so yeah. But I mean, if you know you're going to be on your phone, then just get on the back row. And then you're not going to bother anybody.
Yeah, but...
Nobody's behind you.
That would mean that they would need to have some sort of care for other people, which they obviously don't have because they're on their phone during the movie.
Yeah, they have zero consideration.
This little fireball comes up because it's so dark. It's like, poof.
Yeah.
All this light.
Yeah.
So I can't go, please get off your phone.
No.
All right. Almost got in a fight once in a movie theater doing that.
Yeah, it was with a kid.
Then the lights came on. He was like 11.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In just released footage, we're seeing that cause of the California wildfires, a garbage truck dumped a pile of burning trash on the ground. The driver is facing charges. In sports, shocker of the weekend, South Carolina upset the number 3 Georgia Bulldogs in double overtime. And finally, California's going to be the first state to ban the sale of fur products. They signed a bill over the weekend. The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, let me talk to Carrie in Virginia. Carrie, what's happening?
This is her.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, this is her. Hey, it's Bobby.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. What can I help you with?
So I had an interview this morning, and I'm really nervous about it. Do you have any advice to give me?
So you have a job interview today.
Yes.
You're extremely nervous.
Very.
And what kind of job are we looking at here?
It's a call center position for a medical office.
Okay, and do you feel like this is a good move up for you? Do you feel like this? Like, tell me a little bit about you.
I actually wanted to pursue in the medical field, so I feel like this is a good step in that direction for me.
And you're going to go into this job interview. Do you feel like you're qualified for it?
Very.
Okay. And you're nervous, and so you're like, what do I do if I'm nervous?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to break you off 2 pieces of advice here. First, I'm going to give you really practical advice for what you're going to do today in the interview, okay?
Okay.
So this is specifically catered to your needs. I'm basically an Instagram ad right now. Like, I've learned about you, and I'm going to give you advice based on your needs. So when you walk into a job interview, what you're going to do today, they're probably seeing a few people. I would say the best way to kind of stand out is to ask a lot of questions. So if you go in and more so than you just kind of sit back on your heels and let them ask things and you timidly answer a question, because they're going to ask things and you're going to answer questions. But I would actually go in with a couple of questions because I interview people a lot. And if they come in with questions where it seems like they've been spending time thinking about the job, I'm far more impressed with them than people who don't. So that's the real practical tip I would give you. Now, on another level, I'll talk about nerves for 1 second. Nerves are cool if it's for something that could possibly be good. How often in our life, Amy, you can answer this too, do we get nervous about things that could be amazing?
Often.
Not that often. That's right.
What?
Yeah, right. We don't get that nervous over good things.
Oh, I thought if it meant something to you, like good.
That's
like
my point. It doesn't happen that often.
Oh, okay.
Like, you really have to understand that it's a good thing if you get nervous about something good, because not many times in our life do we get to be nervous about something that could possibly happen that in a positive way could change our life. And so, one, you should know that that's pretty cool. You got a job here to get it. You got a shot to get a new job here. You get to be a little nervous about it. It's not like it's nervous for a bad reason. It's nervous for a good reason. Secondly, as long as you know that nerves are going to kick in, you're ready for them. I talk to so many people on American Idol about that. They're like, I'm going to get so nervous. I'm like, good. Well, you know you're going to get nervous. So as long as you're aware that your body's going to go through this little change, then you can deal with it when it happens. The worst is when you get nervous, you don't even know what's coming. So you know you're going to get nervous. It hits you. Take a breath. Go, well, I'm nervous. And it's how I perform with the nerves now, more so than trying to get over the nerves, because you're not going to get over the nerves. Eventually, they'll settle, but you're not going to talk yourself out of being nervous. So just know that it's going to hit you. Prepare. And when it does, you won't be shocked by it. And that's already a half a step ahead. How you feel about
that? Thank you so much.
That makes sense?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Well, good luck to you. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you so much.
All right. And I think Amy's got some kind of nerves issue. She's nervous all the time, every day about good stuff.
No. I was answering
I'm
as though.
I'm right there with her.
Yeah. But I was answering as though he was asking, like, anytime you have the opportunity for something good, are you a little bit nervous about it? And my answer was yes.
Got
so
it.
I wasn't looking at that. It happens every week, but that it happens every time.
Do you get nervous to see me when you come to the studio every day? Because it's just a little treat for you?
Yes.
That's cute.
That's what I meant.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's cute. That's good.
Yeah.
Carrie, good luck. Fill us in. Let us know how it goes, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, there she is. There's Carrie in Virginia going to get that job. She's going to get that job. There he is.
Woo!
She's going to get that job.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Remember when that listener called and said, hey, if I can get Google to change your height to your real height, will you sign a book for me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so far it hasn't been changed. I'm still listed at 5'11". That drives me crazy. But Morgan Number 2 has found somebody to fix it?
Yeah, I'm in emails with somebody. And it's been a whole ordeal because they basically want proof. And they've sent me emails basically justifying their reasoning for putting you at that height.
That's why
what's your reason, man?
Why would they say that my 5'11" is my reason? I can give them a doctor's note that says I'm 6'1".
Yeah, their reasoning is that there's a picture of you and Jana, and her height is to believe to be 5'4"
mm-hmm.
and you're standing bare feet and there's a 6-inch height difference felt reasonable there.
Oh. Felt
that
reasonable.
That was their
it's
reasoning.
1 inch, give wow. or take.
And then the other one was with Charlemagne, and he stands 5'6", and that was their other reasoning for it. So I was like, fine.
You have a tape measure?
Yeah, we're going to get one.
Oh, we don't have one yet.
I need to look.
I'm sure we can get one.
Yeah. There has to be one around here.
Right now.
I'll do this later. I'll do it later in the show. We'll measure.
Okay.
And then what do we do? Mark it and send it off to them?
Yeah. I'm kind of thinking we'll take a picture and we'll also take a video so they can't be like, well,
this is like Guinness Book of World Records just mm-hmm. to get my Google height changed?
Yes.
Okay. So
I just want to give full proof so they can't come back.
But what if I measure on like 5'10"?
Oh, we'll just delete it.
It's almost not worth it to me to put this out there. Okay. We'll measure my height later on. Oh, man. What? That's weird that they care that much. Who is the person that changes that?
It's called like Healthy Celeb. It's on the specific website that keeps showing up. So we're having to go through them
okay.
to get it changed.
All right.
And we're pretty sure it's like overseas. So.
Oh, man. Oh.
But why would you mumble overseas?
Is that bad?
Well, it's just because like sometimes there's like these websites that just do sketchy stuff and put whatever they want out on the internet. And that's kind of how we feel.
Don't we do that on our side too? We just write whatever we want and just put it out there? No?
No. Okay, ours is legit.
Raymundo, would you also measure today?
I'm down. Shoes, whatever. In my boots, I'm 5'10".
He grows every time.
You're not 5'10 in boots.
Okay. Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
We'll all measure later on today.
All right, okay. Cool. You all want right. me to do weight, too? I don't care.
No, no one's asked for weight.
It's okay, man.
We'll measure our heights later. All right, thank you.
Bobby Boneshow.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Congratulations to Trace Adkins. He's a married man. He married his girlfriend of several years, Victoria Pratt. And by the look of photos, Blake Shelton was the officiant at the wedding.
I wonder what church Blake Shelton is a preacher of, right?
Online?
Yeah. That's a good church. I'd like to go to that church. All right, what else?
Keith Urban was in London, and he was invited by both Brad Paisley and Hootie and the Blowfish to come perform at their concerts on the same night. He managed to make it to both, writing on social media, thanking both of them for inviting him out.
Yeah, he said he took the tube, which is the subway, but do you really think he did?
The London
Tube? Possibly.
Yeah.
Or you think he took a helicopter?
Oh, I was thinking he took a car. I didn't jump all the way to a helicopter. But.
Oh, I was thinking Keith Urban.
Yeah, what else?
And Dolly Parton celebrated 50 years as a Grand Ole Opry member. Several country artists tributed to her online, thanking her for her impact on country music. And she performed on her 50th anniversary at the Opry over the weekend.
It's crazy.
So cool.
50th anniversary. Not her, she's 50, but her 50th anniversary of being inducted into the Grand Ole Opry.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
So crazy.
All right, there you go.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
This
Bobby Bones
is the Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
When the Lions Club in Beatrice, Nebraska learned that Anna Morgan, a sixth grader, was having trouble in school because she couldn't see, the group stepped up and gave her a really powerful tool to help her in class. So they donated a $3,000 tablet, and she can now magnify papers and zoom in on class boards. It also has the abilities of a normal tablet, like connecting to the internet, and she's so good at the device that she can use it daily in a lot of things. She even jokes she can use it to spy on people. So you can use it and zoom, like it almost has a camera on the back of it and it points in the tablet. You can like zoom in on life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, thanks to the generosity of the Lions Club, she can now learn. And so the Lions Club, I give them a shout out. They are a worldwide charitable society. They have chapters all over the world, but a big shout out to the Lions Club in Beatrice, Nebraska that changed someone's life, like really.
I feel like there's a Lions Club in my neighborhood.
Maybe.
I think.
We used to play bingo at the Lions Club, my grandma, because we would go play bingo everywhere. Mm-hmm. The Lions Club had bingo. The Elks Club had bingo. The VFW Club had bingo. It just depended on what night it was. We could play bingo there until they said it was illegal. And then she set up a van.
Love
and
it.
They got arrested because she was playing bingo in the back of a van driving around.
That's not good.
As outlaw granny. All right, there you go. Hey, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York. So this guy, he works for the transportation department working on the trains. He got fired 4 years ago. No one told HR. So he hasn't been going to work for 4 years, but every payday, he showed up and he collected over $250,000 in money.
So, and I wouldn't think this would be a bonehead to you.
No, this is so, I mean, if they're going to give you a paycheck, like he just tried to, you know, he went to get his last check. And then he got a call. Hey, the next time was, your check's here. So he went and picked it up, and then he just kept going. They found out. Now he's being charged with fraud.
Oh, he's
Well, he knew.
$250,000 over 4 years, and he didn't work a day. He'd been fired.
But what would you do?
Man, hey, it's not your fault they're paying you. What are you supposed to say? If they keep giving you money, I mean, I love it.
But they're giving it to you under a false pretense. Like, they messed up. I think he could probably get out of this if he paid it all back, by the way. I think the charge will be dropped if he goes, oh, I still got that money. I'll give it back to you.
Oh, I doubt you have $250,000 just laying around.
Oh, I do too. But I'm saying that's how he would get out of that fraud charge, just paying it back.
I mean, I feel bad for him that he's getting charged with fraud. That's why it's a bonehead.
But he was defrauding the company by acting like he still worked there taking the money. I mean, if you're going to accept a check and they think you're working there, you are defrauding the company by acting like you're working there.
Okay, if you want to be lawyer terms.
Well, no, not lawyer terms. All right, but so what's going to happen? Is he going to go to jail or what?
He's probably going to go to jail. I mean, he's being charged with fraud.
All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
It's Monday, so it's time for another week of Amy versus Lunchbox. Now, we'll ask Lunchbox three lady questions and Amy three dude questions. Everybody got the concept?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Lunchbox, you're up first. Since Amy is the champ, you go first.
Okay.
Question number one. Ralph Lauren turns 80 years old today. Are you familiar with Ralph Lauren?
I've heard of it. I don't know what it looks like.
Like polo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Polo, I know what that is.
What city is the Polo Ralph Lauren flagship store located in? What city is the Polo store, the flagship store?
Ralph Lauren. I didn't even know that was American.
Polo.
I'll say New York City.
Did we say American? Did I say American?
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't want to say anything about... Okay.
You might have assumed that, Lunch.
Well, I mean, I just assume we're doing American trivia. New York City.
What's New York City is?
Correct.
Oh!
Good guess.
Rachel worked there on Friends. Mm-hmm. Well, sure, to the office.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay, here we go. Number two. What does the company Neutrogena specialize in?
That's...
Neutrogena. What's the company Neutrogena specialize
in? Lotion.
Lotion.
Face lotion.
I'm gonna give them skincare products. Amy's disappointed in me. You don't think I should?
I was in my head. I was about to say it's skincare. Skincare is the answer, but he didn't
close.
Say skincare.
He didn't. You're right. It's close, but I'm gonna give it to him anyway. I'm feeling generous today. Feeling generous. All right, here we go. What would you be doing if you paid a visit to Tony and Guy? If you pay a visit to Tony and Guy, what would you?
Tony
be doing?
And Guy. They sound like fun people. Tony and Guy. Oh, you're probably dress shopping.
Dress shopping. No, I'm sorry. Amy, you can still. If you were going by and visit a Tony and Guy.
You're getting your hair done.
That's correct.
Oh.
There you
I
go.
Didn't figure Tony and Guy did that. I just thought Tony did that.
Lunchbox 2, Amy 1. Amy, I'm coming to you with three dude questions now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What color were all Ferraris originally?
Seriously?
I don't write the questions. What color were all Ferraris originally? Now, from this question, I've learned that I guess Ferrari only made one color for a long time. I did not know.
I feel like a lot of times Ferraris are either yellow or red or orange or something weird like that.
Interesting.
Yellow or red. Those are two in my head. But,
what color were
Ferrari's
all
really
Ferraris
nice.
Originally?
I guess I'll go with originally red.
Wow.
Good
I had
answer.
No idea. Good answer.
Wow.
Amy, Monday Night Football, the Lions and the Packers. they're playing in Green Bay.
Yeah.
What is the name of the stadium in Green Bay? They gave you really hard questions this week.
Seriously?
Yeah, I know.
Jeez.
What's the name of the stadium in Green Bay?
Kraft. Kraft. Macaroni and cheese. Green Bay. Packers. Gillette.
No, that would be New England Patriots. They play Gillette. I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Lambeau Field.
Lambeau Field. There's no way you'd have got that.
Yeah.
Finally, what was the name of Tim Allen's fictional TV show on the show Home Improvement?
What? Good question.
Home Improvement. Tim Allen had a show. What was the name of that fictional show?
His character name?
What was the name of the show he was on, the TV show he was on?
Oh. Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Tool Time would have been the right answer. Oh. I'm sorry. Lunchbox won today. There we go with a victory of, I don't know the score, but he didn't win. There he is. The big winner today.
No matter what, got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there, and they stay there.
Sorry about the skincare. Mike D wasn't in here. Hey, Mike D, would you have given lotion for skincare? Yeah. As a judge? No. He said, well, you weren't here, so wow. I had to make the decision. I gave it to him. So a slightly controversial win, but a win nonetheless. Amy, I'm sorry.
It's
people,
okay.
People think I'm against you in this game. I'm not. I promise you I'm not against you.
Okay.
Lunchbox was the victor, and Lunchbox is now up 2-0. Is that right? There he is. He's up 2-0, trying to win his championship belt back. Bobby Bone, come on. All right, on the internet, it has said I was 5'10". I was very sad about that. They changed it to 5'11". I'm still very sad about that. I'm 6 foot. I feel like I'm 6 foot in my heart. My heart is 6 foot tall. I'm going to be honest with you. When I went to the doctor, and I do admit I had shoes on, the doctor said I was 6'1" last time. And so I'm going to be measured here in the studio. There's a lot of pride up for here, because if I'm below 6 foot, I may not come back.
Oh, yeah, that'll hurt.
This could be my last show. This could be my last show. So we're going to measure me, and then we're going to send off the results to the internet. Not quite sure how they get that. You just, in the email, you type internet, send. And we're going to measure. We're going to see if I end up being 6'1". Now, Morgan number two has an official tape measure. Is this?
I do. It's very official.
What kind of tape measure is that?
It's a, I don't know, high visibility.
Oh, that's the kind I like. High visibility.
That's
my favorite kind. Low visibility doesn't do it for me. So I'm going to measure, and then we also have an issue with Raymundo's height, who is 5'6", and we're going to measure him too. Okay, Morgan number two, come on over here.
Right.
Let me see, is this an industry grade tape measure?
This is like one
of
my house.
Ooh, here it is. It is a Comelon High Visibility Blade Self Lock Evolution.
Oh, it's good stuff.
16 foot tape measure.
Oh, wow, just in case.
Just in case. Okay, come on over here. You come behind. You need to come behind me? Okay, now, she is running the tape measure behind my head, standing tall. I'm standing,
you're standing
very
so
tall.
Proud, I'm so tall, chest is out.
Very tall. Wait, let me mark it without looking at it. Hold on, here we go. Wait.
I mean, that's the straightest I've ever seen you stand, Buzz.
Do I need to come read it?
Not the hair, but I don't have...
The like, scalp.
Scout. Amy, go help.
The top of the head.
I don't know if Morgan number two can
like
see that
five
high.
I can see it.
Don't move. Ooh, she's wincing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Amy, what is...
Hold on. You're
6 foot.
Easy.
Easy?
Easy six. All right.
Okay, wait. We have to take a picture.
Hold on. What would you say? Oh, Amy, we got to take a picture. Hold on.
We
got to
take a picture. But we have to show the full length of this.
Oh, boy. How do you...
Mike D, can you... And there went the tape measure. By the way, if we just turn the radio on, I'm trying to be measured here on the studio for the internet. There's no tippy toes. We have people, accurate people behind me.
I mean, this is impressive.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
I'm trying to stretch.
Three people to measure your height.
All right, where are we, girls?
Somebody mark the tape.
See where my finger is?
I see where your finger is. Hey.
Mike D's trying to get an angle to get the picture so you can see the whole tape measure.
Well, you have to also show the bottom of it that's on the ground, and we're not cheating.
Get that close to my hand.
Amy, where do we stand right now?
A little over 6 foot.
That's right. I told you guys
over?
I was over 6 foot.
No,
like
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Okay, somebody mark it.
Mike D, what do you see?
I see 6 foot.
Six foot one? Is that what you see?
No.
Somebody say 6'1"?
Right, 6 foot.
All right, there it is.
Wow. There we go.
6 foot.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
As I've often declared. Raymundo, you ready to get measured, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's the problem with him? We think he's shorter
he's
than that?
Six.
We
I think don't he's know shorter why he debates okay. that. Do we think he's shorter than that?
Well, he says 5'8".
Oh, I'm definitely not shorter than 5'6". Are you guys kidding me right now?
Come in the studio, okay. Raymundo.
All right. Can we do it in here? Just jump in here real quick?
No.
Just let this thing coast.
Yeah, let it coast.
Okay.
All right.
Raymundo's running the audio board. He's like, just put an autopilot. Okay.
Maybe a little shorter than that.
Here we go. Raymundo.
Let's do it.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah, go on the stage, guys.
Okay, Raymundo's now being measured. The tape measure is on the ground.
We'll do it from the back.
Yeah.
Same.
Morgan number two is behind. But by the way, Morgan number two is 5 foot tall, and she's trying to measure everybody's height. Which,
oh,
by
wow, Ray, did you grow?
Yeah.
No, hey, Amy, chin down. What? He's got.
Hold on.
Uh oh.
Raymundo is now being measured. He is standing at a solid.
Five seconds.
Oh.
Seven.
He grew. Something? Did he do something with his back or his spine? Or
that
he
is
grew?
What I'm
he was
talking
5'6".
About.
I swear to you.
Raymundo has been taking CBD during the show. We've heard.
Maybe just to relax, man. I don't know if that's really making me taller.
Is it the keto? Something is making.
Yes,
me taller.
The diet's making me taller. So no, I've just always been this tall.
No,
guys.
No.
What we learned is Raymundo's 5'7" and I'm almost 6'1".
No, you're 6.
I heard from her that it was like 6
she
and a quarter
was, like,
inch.
She was like way down below. She couldn't even see.
Okay.
I'm sticking with it.
How do you send this to the internet?
The photo. That's our proof. And we have the full image, so they can't deny that you're 6 foot tall.
Okay. We'll get that updated now. Raymond, how do you feel? Justified? Vindicated?
Dude, that's a great moment right there.
Yeah.
Proof, too. Put that on Wicca or wherever we're putting it.
I don't think you're on Wicca.
I don't think
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Pringles is coming out with a new flavor soon, and it sounds so good.
Okay.
Rotisserie chicken.
That does sound pretty good.
It does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They actually have another one along with that, Parmesan and roasted garlic. And I feel like you could sandwich them. You know how sometimes you lay your Pringles?
Yeah,
like you could get a rotisserie chicken and stack it with a Parmesan and roasted garlic.
That sounds in real life like I would like to do that too.
Yeah.
Take a literal rotisserie chicken and put Parmesan and roasted garlic on it.
So yummy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, they don't have a launch date yet, but they're in the works and they will be out, quote, soon, they say. So the average American hasn't made a new friend in 5 years.
Well, I guess it depends what you mean as a friend. Like a true, I'm having a bad day, they'll come over and hang out type friend. Is that what we're defining as friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, friend. Like not just like surface, but friend.
I would say in the past 5 years, I probably have made two. In the past 5 years.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
Again, though, it's tough to make a friend.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of acquaintances. There are some buds.
Yeah.
But like a friend who you're like, hey, would you drive 100 miles to help me fix a flat tire type thing?
Oh, yeah.
That's a friend.
Ooh, that's hard.
Where are you at on this? Have you made any new friends in the past 5 years?
Yes, because I feel like Nashville is still in that 5-6 year mark for
where
me.
Where we moved
we're
here.
We moved, and so my friends that I've gotten here, yes.
You probably made a bunch then.
But you define it like how you're defining it. Mm-hmm. I would have to think like how many of those yes would drive 100 miles to help me.
Yeah, I would think Morgan number two is one of them. Mm-hmm. We were forcibly friends, but now I'd say we're real friends. What are you?
Yeah, totally agree.
And then I think my friend Brandon, who
I
met through music and it's played in our band, but now it's on his own. But I think that dude would drop whatever and come help. So I think I probably have two. Who's yours?
Well, Kelly, for sure, which I met through you. Dated her.
Go ahead.
Oh,
it's okay.
Velvet Hedge Kelly.
Yeah, shout out.
Like, she's, yes. Gracie, my friend Gracie,
yep.
Who you know. So I probably, have a handful, but.
It's harder as an adult to make friends.
Mm-hmm.
They say that after 23 years old is when you actively kind of stop trying to make close friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, 23, gosh, I'm 38. And like in our 30s, we were making, I mean, yes, we were in a new place, but I think you could, depending on your season of life, you can always make friends.
Season of life. Sounds like Cocoon or the Golden Girls. All right, what else you got?
So this story I'm dedicating to Lunchbox because, man, it's a lottery jackpot win that wasn't supposed to happen. A woman said that the battery in her watch broke. So she went to the store to get a battery, and it was cheaper than it was supposed to be. So she had some change that she wasn't expecting to have. She's like, well, shoot, I guess I'll just buy a scratch off because I'm not supposed to have this money. She won $50,000.
How does that make you feel?
I love those stories.
It's frustrating because these people don't even plan on buying lottery tickets, and I set out time of the day to drive to little towns around the, you know, outside of the city, and I can't win. Like, I just need to stop planning it and just on a whim buy one.
But would you do that?
No.
And you know, one actually affects nothing. That how you buy tickets affects nothing.
I understand, but when you watch the big winners on TV, they're always at Bubba Joe's small little convenience store in a town of 50 people, so that's why I go outside the big city.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
Amy, so, is that it?
Shout out to her. Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this teenager named Trinity in Texas, she was crowned homecoming queen, but her friend Emily was also in the running for homecoming queen, and Emily has Down syndrome, and she has always wanted to be a princess. So Trinity was telling everyone, vote for Emily, vote for Emily. She honestly didn't think she was going to win. Well, she ended up winning, and she had the crown, and she thought, you know what? Even though I won this, Emily still deserves it. So she went and placed the crown on top of her. And again, she always wanted to be a princess. So it officially came true that night.
Good for her. Mm-hmm. Changed the girl's life. A lunchbox was homecoming king. Would you have ever given
her? No. Prom king.
Oh.
I should have been Mr. Anderson High School, but we won't talk about that. Politics.
Would you have given your crown up?
No.
What if somebody had always wanted to be a prince?
I always wanted to be prom king. So what's the point? I mean, I always wanted to be the starting quarterback. No one gave me the position. So.
Wow. But what if it were someone like in this story?
Listen, they voted. The students voted. They said who they wanted to be their homecoming queen, prom king, whatever it is. I don't want to go against the vote. I'm not just going to give it up because they voted for me. They had a chance to vote for the other person. Sorry. And I get to talk about it. I can put that on my resume for the rest of my life. Prom king.
What if it was someone with no arms and no legs and no head, and all they wanted?
He's like, nope.
No head.
Yeah. No head. They're not alive.
But why not go on their neck? Nope. They've been kept alive by a tube, a magical tube, and all they've been able to say was, all I want in life is to be the prom king.
Nope.
What?
Nope. There is a voting process. I got to respect the votes.
What if somebody died like the day before,
oh
and all they
gosh.
Wanted was all they wanted
someone?
Was to be the prom king after they died.
No, because they're not gonna know.
But okay,
rest in peace.
I mean, Bobby,
but
while you're at it, what if they're gonna die that day?
Oh,
Amy, come on, wish?
Amy, that's a good one.
What if it's their make a wish?
If it's
Amy, that's a good one.
Okay, so we can leave.
Oh, you wouldn't do it?
No,
you wouldn't even do it for that.
All right,
no, prom king is a huge distinction.
That's not what. It's about, that's not, he's not about that.
Put that on your resume.
But that's, do you put that on your, if you put that on your resume?
Absolutely.
He just said for the rest of his life. I mean, luckily
like
he's only.
Like when you go to an interview and they say, what are some of your qualities? Well, I mean, people love me. I was prom king. I mean, that's a huge thing because that tells you people love you.
I mean, I could see when you're 18 interviewing for a job.
Yeah.
Like a recent accolade.
At the 7-Eleven.
Right.
Amy, your story is great. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What monster plays tricks on Halloween?
What monster plays tricks on Halloween?
Frankenstein.
That's so dumb. All right, there it goes.
That was the Morning Corny.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Lauren Alina.
All right, our girl Lauren is on, and tonight she will be on Dancing with the Stars, and I would encourage you to vote for her. It's so easy. You just text. And there she is now. Everybody say hi to Lauren. There she is.
Yeah.
Hello.
How you feeling, Lauren?
Great.
Not super believable, but that's okay.
I have a very hard dance this week. It's my hardest one by far.
She has the samba. I'm not sure what the samba even is, guys. Tell me what the samba is, Lauren.
I'm not sure either, Bobby, I'm doing it tonight. So, just kidding. It's a lot of like hip action, and it's a bouncy dance. It's fairly fast. It's hard. Very hard. It's by far the hardest dance I've done, and it's 2 minutes long. like the dances are really long.
As
the other dances have been 115, 130, so it's 30 to 45 seconds longer than the other dances.
As the contestants start to be eliminated, they got to fill more time, so the dances get extended.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah.
It gets difficult. Yeah. And I know Lauren's not going to say this, but let me say it for her. She's been doing shows, and this week's been a grind for her. And for me, I had Sharna sent out on the road with me doing all this stuff. They weren't able to make that super work, so Lauren's had very little time to actually work on this dance. So
I've had, honestly, like half of the amount of rehearsal time that I've had.
That's all. We got her, though.
Yeah.
We got her, though.
So if I get out there and I don't do one step, I'm going to steal a microphone and start singing or something. That's what needs to happen, okay? I will be singing my little heart out.
I had a plan for if I fell down during a dance or messed up, I was jumping into the crowd. I told Sean, I was like, if we ever just lose it, I'm going into the crowd. So get ready.
Like, the show must go on, right?
Yeah, like, so you have to keep entertaining. That's it.
I'll just entertain. I'll do, and the only thing that I know how to do is sing, so I'll grab a microphone. That's my plan.
It is Disney night tonight, and so are you able to say what you're doing?
Well, every week I'm not supposed to, and I seem to have told you.
That's right. That's what we like. You are for doing what movie, Lauren?
I am dancing to let me say this. I dressed up as this princess two Halloweens ago.
Okay, can I? Okay, then
I. On the Instagram.
You don't reveal it then, Amy. Let me say something.
Okay.
Lauren will be dancing from the same movie that I danced from last year.
Yeah.
Do you remember what I did for Disney Week?
I don't.
Anyone?
Little Mermaid?
That's right.
Oh, duh, yeah. And, oh, yeah, Sharna would look awesome in her mermaid thing. Okay, so.
Lauren's not saying that.
No.
But
I don't know what you're talking about,
yes.
Bobby.
So that's tonight on Disney. Okay. I'm looking at the new odds, Lauren. They're out. Did you know that?
No.
Okay, here you go. The new Vegas odds have Lauren right now fourth overall.
Wow.
So I think
that means making the final.
If they go four, I don't know what they're doing for the final this season. But Lauren.
Oh, is it just, I thought it was four. I don't know. I don't even know
fourth.
What day it is. So.
Allie Brooke is third. Vanderbeek second, and Hannah at first. Dance your little heart out tonight. We got you back. The whole B team's in it with you. And how are you feeling physically? You okay?
My feet hurt. But I'm hanging in there. I'll get through it. I'm going to get a foot massage today.
Is anyone sitting in your section tonight?
Yes, I've got a few friends coming. Lindsay L. is coming. My friend Sally from my label is coming with her husband. The girl who runs Girl With No Jobs Instagram, you know her, Claudia? Mm-hmm. She and her two sisters are coming. I think that's it.
That's a good pack right there.
Yeah.
All right, there she is. Tonight on Dancing With The Stars, watch Lauren. Vote for Lauren. It's an easy text. You can follow Lauren on Instagram and see how to vote. You just text Lauren to a 5-digit number. All right, Lauren, we're rooting for you, kid. We'll see you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
love
there
y'all.
She is. Lauren Elena, everybody. Go vote for her. Yes, Bobby Bones. You can always send us emails. It is now time to open up the mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
All right. Hey, Bobby, I'm in desperate need for advice. I have been dating my boyfriend for 3.5 years, and he is extremely late for everything. He doesn't care. It never seems to faze him. I like to be on places on time and even early. I have tried to tell him we needed to be places earlier just to see if it would work, and it didn't. What should I do? Thank you, Victoria. That's the email. Amy?
I mean, I think what works with me and my husband is because he's the one that's like super early and definitely on time, and then I was the one in our relationship that could maybe drag that out. And when he comes to me and like genuinely has a talk with me about it and says to me how much it bothers him, I try to take that into consideration. That helps. And it's really helped me. I've gotten better. I would say the old me would have said people can't change, but you can. So just know that there's hope and you need to communicate your frustration in a nice way. What about you, Bobby?
Well, I'm someone who's much like her. So the first question I would ask is, if you do get single, would you hit me up? Because this is the kind of girl I need right here.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Someone that's
so
on
attracted
time.
Right now.
Sometimes it's on time every time. I love it. That's how I live my life. What I would say is simple communication has not been an effective tool for me.
Mm.
Because in the past, I have dated girls that are super late and been like, this doesn't make me feel good. Like, I don't like it when we do this. But what I have found that works is if you can make it a deal for them. Hey, listen, I don't like it when you're late. You don't like it when I so-and-so leave clothes on the floor. Mm-hmm. I will do a much better job at not leaving clothes on the floor if you'll make an effort to actually be on time.
Yeah.
So it's almost an effort for effort. And I found that worked for me because you're both getting something out of it. You're both improving yourself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because just me going, hey, I don't like it when you do that. That hurts my feelings. That works for a second.
Oh, well, I know. I just thought that's an important step. You have to communicate it, though. She can't just email us, you know? Like, we don't know if she's ever said to him, this really bothers me.
Do you know, you used to be much later than you are now.
Yeah. That's why I said people can change. I don't want her to give her the, like, I want her to have hope that it can get better.
Also, you can just put full punishment mode on, which is how this show has gotten so much better.
Because this is work, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying full punishment mode works, too. She can go, listen, you're late. No, for you.
Oh.
Or anything, or whatever. Like, live the life. Okay. Because I would say everybody on the show's gotten really good about being on time. Because when you weren't, you just got sent home. It was like, hey, I don't have time to deal with you. Time to go home.
It's true.
And so, but at my, I would say as someone who has dealt with this, I'm speaking from personal experience where I am her.
Mm-hmm.
If you go, I get it. That's not important to you, but it's important to me, and I will actually work with something that's important to you. And you kind of, you mix on it. I think that is where the ultimate solution lies.
Yeah.
Give. That's what I say. There you go. That's the mailbag. Thank you, Raymundo. Hit me with that clip.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
By the way, we'll put this up on Facebook. If you want to add to it, just go to facebook.com/Bobby Bone Show as we're inching so close to 1 million followers on Facebook. Morgan number two, she smiles every time I say that. So you can go over and follow us on Facebook and add and also send your mailbags to where, Morgan number two?
Mailbag@BobbyBones.com.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones.
This is a really great story. So the former Pittsburgh Steelers running back, D'Angelo Williams, is committed to fighting breast cancer. He lost his mom and his aunts to the disease. So what he's done is, through the D'Angelo Williams Foundation, he has covered the cost of 500 mammograms.
Oh, wow.
Crazy, right? And something, I'll be honest with you, I've had a lot of family members pass away from cancer too. I've never even thought about that as a direct way to help.
Mm-hmm.
Like to actually go, let me help you
be proactive,
pay for something that's a bit proactive, preventative, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So I saw that. I know this segment isn't Tell Me Something Good, but we always like to kind of highlight the positive. Love this. Love what D'Angelo Williams is doing. In 2014, his mom died from breast cancer when she was only 53 years old. His 53 Strong for Sandra program has provided free mammograms at hospitals in tons of states. And I just thought it was a great thing.
I love that.
Just wanted to share it up. You know, I was listening to some of Caroline Hobby's podcast. It's called Get Real, where she talks to a lot of wives of country stars. Oh, this is interesting. She had on Gabi Mercury, Scotty's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so they met in elementary school. Like, Gabi and Scotty Mercury met in elementary school, which is nuts and good for them. So she talked about how life changed when he came back to high school, because American Idol was a monster back then. Back when Scotty Mercury and Lauren, and Lauren were the top two. And she talked about that, how when he came back after American Idol.
When he came back from American Idol, we're like, he's this big star. Well, and he has this police officer that's escorting him everywhere. So we're just like, oh, like,
oh my gosh, because he comes back to high school.
Yeah, he comes back to high school, yeah. And we both kind of pass him and just say, hey. And he's trying to like genuinely have a conversation because he's like, the poor guy's like, I'm a normal person. I want everyone to treat me normal. Meanwhile, he's got like police escorting him and like cameras following him.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, you came off that show and you were a monster star. Crazy he would go back to normal school. Because he was 16 or so at the time, and there's a cop has to walk him around. That's wild. And she talked about Scotty because he was touring with Brad Paisley while still going to normal high school at the same time.
He did Monday through Wednesday. He was touring with Brad at the time, I believe.
Paisley?
Yes. And then Thursday or Friday through Sunday, he was gone. So like he was only there for a couple of days a week, but like obviously he made it work.
And his teachers and the school let him
and
have
they understood,
that.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah, which is really nice. But I mean, I just don't feel like every day you hear of a kid wanting to come back to school and do that stuff, because once they hit it big, it's usually like they're on to other things.
It's kind of funny, huh?
Yeah.
You would just think if he's out doing a mega tour and he's super famous that he'd have done private school, but you're good for Scotty. And I'll talk about this, but check out this podcast. It's real good. It's called Get Real with Caroline Hobby. And so Gibby talked about how Scotty proposed to her and it was on a hike and that he almost fell off the cliff.
He set up a little GoPro, like far a little ways out, and I didn't see him do that. And then we're kind of sitting on the edge and then he fell off the cliff. Yeah, and then he fell off the cliff. No. But he just got like, he had bad footing. And I was like, you don't have to do it right here. Like, I don't want you to die.
Please stop doing this. Proposing to me. That's not what I want.
Yeah, no. And so we made it out alive. We were good to go. And then when we got back to the condo, both our families were there. So sweet.
Isn't that good?
Love that.
Yeah, it's good. Check it out. Get Real. It's a good podcast. Gabi McCreary, Scotty's wife. Listen to that full episode. Search Get Real with Caroline Hobby wherever you listen to your podcast.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Alfred Sanchez is making a difference out in California. You don't know that name? Oh, maybe you know him by his nickname, Snack Man. For the last 2 years, every morning, he goes out on his motorized scooter. Like, he's an old dude. And he had gone to the store, and he makes little Ziploc bags with snacks, juice, and he drives around the neighborhood on his motorized scooter and hands out snacks to the homeless because he wants to brighten their morning, and hopefully this gets them to their next meal.
Wow.
Snack Man.
Snack Man.
Yeah. Shout out, Snack Man.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Bobby Bone,
come on. All right, time now for easy trivia. These are all trivia questions that I think most people would get in their cars. People are listening, or on their phones if they're listening later.
But when you're playing under pressure, it's not easy.
Agree.
And then you feel dumb.
Because if you get it right, you don't really gain anything. But if you miss something, we all laugh. That kind of stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? Here we go. If you miss it, you're out. Easy trivia. Ooh. Amy, you're up first.
Okay.
What does the F in FBI stand for?
Federal.
Federal. Easy trivia. That's one correct. Hey, Lunchbox, what's the name of that little old guy with the mustache who goes, I'm hunting wabbit? What's the name of the cartoon guy? I'm hunting wabbit. The old guy.
Be very, very quiet.
I'm hunting wabbit. What's the name of the funny little old guy with the mustache who hunts Bugs Bunny?
Hold on. The guy that hunts.
Be very, very quiet. I'm a rabbit.
Yeah. 3 seconds.
Sylvester.
Oh, that's a cat. Everybody, what is it?
Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd, oh, that's okay. Right.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Lunchbox has been eliminated.
Not easy.
What color is the M in McDonald's, Eddie?
What color? Ooh, this is tricky because they call it something, which, I mean, I say it's yellow, but they call it the Golden Arches.
What color is the M in McDonald's?
I'm going to say yellow. Go with my heart.
Yellow. Even though it's called the Golden Arches.
They say that, but
show me yellow. Correct.
Woo!
Hey, Morgan number two. The Canadian flag has a red what in the center?
It's a maple leaf.
Wow.
Damn. She's good.
Okay. One round down. One person's been eliminated. Amy, coming over to you. What state is called the Cornhusker State? Oh, she's struggling.
I know. I see in her
face. She's struggling. You can talk it out for a second. What state is called the Cornhusker State?
I feel like maybe Iowa, but I don't know. I don't think I've been to the Cornhusker State. I'm trying to think. There's a team, though. Cornhuskies? Is there a team? The Cornhuskers?
What is the Cornhusker State? Now you're on the clock for 5 seconds.
I mean, Luke Bryan's from Georgia, and his dad grew corn, but that's Georgia peaches.
And what is your answer?
Iowa.
Iowa. Incorrect. The answer is Nebraska.
Oh, duh! I knew that!
The Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Especially because your ex-girlfriend. So stupid.
All right, you have been eliminated.
Right? Wow.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, that's true.
Why didn't I? Oh, I'm so dumb.
Eddie.
Come on.
Who recorded the album Dark Side of the Moon?
Ooh, I know this one, Pink Floyd.
Correct.
What?
I know, not that easy. They get a little harder.
Yeah, that's
Morgan crazy. Number two, to stay in the game. X stands for what in Roman numerals?
10.
Ten, wow. Wow. She's in it. By the way, she's never won an easy trivia.
I don't think she's made it this far.
I haven't. Never battled it out one-on-one with anybody.
Eddie.
Come on, Bones.
Who played George Costanza in Seinfeld? What actor played George Costanza in Seinfeld?
I'm visually trying to pull up the credits of Seinfeld in my head. Alexander's his last name.
That's all you need.
Really? Just the last name? Fine. Yeah, something Alexander.
Okay. That's correct. It's Jason Alexander. Jeopardy rules. Last name. First name, not unless they're only known as that, but last name gets it. Morgan number two. What's the postal abbreviation for Idaho? What's the postal abbreviation for the state Idaho? She's thinking about it. She got her hand on her chin. Talk it out. You can have a second. Idaho.
I want to say it's IDH.
Two letters are in a postal abbreviation.
Oh, it's O. Oh.
Postal abbreviation.
Oh.
Yeah.
ID.
ID.
Wait.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, ID.
Show me ID.
Yeah.
Wow! She's like, I want to say it's IDAHO. No, no, that's how you spell it. That's the whole state. Eddie.
Come on.
How many ounces are in a cup? Easy trivia.
I do like to cook.
Only two people are left. Eddie, our video producer, and Morgan number two, who runs our digital. Eddie, how many ounces are in a cup?
I love to cook.
Yeah.
But I just use measuring cups. And it doesn't say what the ounces are. It's not 12's a can, so it'd be half six.
Oh, Amy puts her face in her hand. Is it eight?
It's eight. It's eight.
Amy, what is it?
It's eight. Yeah, 8 ounces in a cup.
Morgan, dang number it. Two, if you get this question right, you are
wow
the win. Champion.
Give her geography, Bones.
No
of easy trivia. Yeah. I just go, what's in line here? This is music. Ooh. What funk soul band was Lionel Richie a member of?
Yes.
You don't think she knows that?
No chance.
She might.
No okay. chance.
What funk or soul band was Lionel Richie a member of? Morgan, number two, for the first time ever winning a championship in easy trivia. What funk soul band?
I don't even think I was alive when he was in that band.
Okay, go ahead. What band? Go ahead. For the win.
I don't know. Lionel Richie and the funk band. I got nothing.
Your answer is 3, 2, 1, answer.
Lionel Richie and the funk band.
No, it's the Commodores.
Yeah,
she's
I
a brick
have done that.
House.
I know that song. Yeah,
but none of us were alive when he was in that band.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, thank you for that. All right, now we go to sudden death.
Here we go.
You've both been eliminated, so now sudden death for the champion.
Wait, what does that mean?
No, it's just us two.
Oh, yeah, she's never made it this far.
Oh,
so
say your
have
name.
To, like, buzz in.
You buzz in okay. by yelling your name.
Okay.
So if I were to say, what's 1 + 1, what would you do?
Oh, Morgan.
There
right,
we go.
You say that, not oh, because then you'll lose a little time.
Okay.
Morgan.
Okay.
That's your... Okay, ready, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh, you're going to pick a hard one.
Yeah, I have to. Okay, here we go.
Go geography.
No.
She just hit me.
What's the average core body temperature of a human?
Eddie. 98 degrees. 98 degrees like the band. Final answer.
Mike D.
Don't need a phone a friend.
Be more specific.
Oh, you need a point in there?
Yeah. Mike D says be more specific because it's written on my sheet, more specific.
The point is never that accurate.
Eddie, all I know is Mike D. He's the guy. It's a Mike D production.
When you go to the doctor, Bones, they say... Oh, Mike D special. They say, you're good. You're about 98.
98 point what?
Point two.
Oh, show me point two.
Like the marathon.
Oh! Morgan number two, point what? 98.7. Eddie, back over to you.
That's a radio station.
Eddie, back over to you. It's not 0.2 or 0.7.
Oh, we're staying on the same one?
You're still in it.
0.0?
0.0. Show me 0.0.
Eddie, no! 70.0. That would be 98.
Right. That's why I still think I'm right.
Morgan number two, 98 point what for the win? The human's average body temperature.
Okay, I got it.
Morgan number two, need an answer.
98.9.
Show me.
I don't know.
All hits.
Coming in. Fire. You know what? You didn't get it right either.
I feel like
Eddie,
I
there's
feel
only
like
a few numbers left. The average core body temperature of a human is 98.1.
All hit oldies.
What are you talking about? What is wrong with you?
Morgan number two, you can still win this thing. 98 point.
I don't even know what's been guessed in here.
I know. Go ahead. 98 point.
98.4.
Wait, what's been said?
No.
So we're going to start repeating
Eddie,
those.
Go
I
ahead.
Don't remember.
Go ahead. 98.5.
98.5. 98 and a half.
Morgan number two.
What?
98 point what?
What in the world?
You know, like, what, Amy?
I don't even know what's been guessed.
I feel like we're being tricked.
No, no. 98 point what, Morgan number two?
98.3. No! Again. B93 coming in with a hit.
B93.
Yeah.
You guys are, Eddie, 93. Go.
98 point. Have we, has she said eight?
98.6. This is killing me.
98.6 degrees. Yeah! I feel so stupid right now. Wow.
The average core body temperature of a human is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit.
Right? Yes.
Dang. We mentioned all the radio stations on the dial.
Good times, great oldies. Cool 92.3. 98.1 is KVET.
That was not easy.
Yeah. Well, Eddie, you are the winner.
Thank you, both.
We just played your victory music for a second, because yes. I don't know that you deserve much more than that.
I don't deserve this one.
Holy cow. Bobby Bones. Yeah. So you guys can hit us up anytime you have a question for the mailbag. And the email address is, Morgan number two?
mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, let's open it up.
Bobby's Mailbag.
Hey, Bobby. My fiance and I are getting married next year, and we're trying to keep our wedding as cheap as possible. We are having the ceremony and reception at my uncle's farm, free of charge, out in the country. And also, my good friend from college, who owns a catering business, agreed to do our catering as a wedding gift. Wow, pretty good. Everything said and done, we will be paying less than $2,000 for our wedding. Now we get to the alcohol. We're having 75 people, and the idea of paying for all that alcohol is what's making us stressed out. It'd be at least $1,000. We thought about it and decided to do a cash bar. We were all set on this idea until I brought it up with one of my bridesmaids, and she flipped out and said it would be incredibly tacky. My other friends and family seem pretty split, but I'm wondering, is it tacky? I'd come to you for your advice. Should we just spring for the alcohol, or is a cash bar okay? Amy, I'll start with you.
Oh, man, I feel like you're getting so many hookups that you should spring for the alcohol.
So you think it's tacky to do? Because again, let's leave hookups aside.
Okay.
You shouldn't penalize them for their friends getting them gifts.
I would not use the word tacky. I don't think it's tacky. Mm-mm. It's not tacky. So I guess if that's the question, it's not tacky and you can do a cash bar. Me personally, I would try to find a way to pay for the alcohol.
So you think it's tacky?
I don't think it's tacky.
So, but why?
I don't know. I want people, if they're coming to my wedding, my party, my celebration, like they come, they don't have to really think about it. They can just have a good time. Like I want it.
Would you say it's tacky to not be able to come and have a good time?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What? No, I don't like the word tacky. I'm not
assigning
tacky.
What word would you use?
Nothing. I just want to be. I want them to like. I want to have everybody have fun and not thinking about it. I don't know. Maybe do this. I'll meet you in the middle. Still not using the word tacky. People probably think this is tacky, but I've been to a wedding before where I got a drink coupon or two. So you cover like one or two of the drinks, and then from there on, when they're out of the coupons, they have to use cash if they want to drink more. So then it's like halvesies.
Okay, so you say go halvesies.
Go halvesies.
Okay, like, here's what I say. It's your wedding.
Right.
You do what you want to do.
Yeah.
It's your wedding. People are being invited to a party. They don't get to come to a party and then decide what else happens. This is not tacky. Live your life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you don't have an extra $1,000 to spend.
True. Don't sometimes, go into debt for it.
Sometimes you don't have an extra $500 to spend.
Yeah.
If you want to have a cash bar, have a cash bar. Don't worry about other people feel, just in general. That's what I say. So I say it's not tacky. I'm totally away from it. You want to buy alcohol? That's up to you. What if they're getting food for free?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say, Amy says halvesies. I say not tacky. Lunchbox?
Oh, definitely tacky. And just know that everybody at your wedding is not happy with you when they're pulling out their money to pay for their drinks. They're like, this is so dumb and so annoying. Why don't they just pay for the alcohol? So if you want people to be happy at your wedding and not judge you and be angry with you, you need to pay for the alcohol. Quit being tacky and just foot the bill.
You could have no alcohol.
Then no one will come.
That's not true. That's just not true.
No, I've been to weddings where there's no alcohol. It's
seriously?
Fine. Yes. Oh yeah, my. I was in a wedding. My cousin's wedding. The reception was at the church. And there was, I mean, it was fine.
Okay, so we have me not tacky, Amy havesies.
I'm not even havesy tacky.
You know you're havesies. You already said
you're havesy.
I don't like the word tacky.
You know what,
it's
though? You commit
tacky.
To it.
That's
you commit
very,
to it right now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not. I'm not.
I'm That's not talking to my dog. I'm not, you stop right there.
I'm not going to be forced to commit.
Lunchbox says tacky. Morgan number two, you're 26 years old. you're, you know, a young female. If you went to a wedding and they had a cash bar, how would you feel?
I wouldn't like it. I mean, I'm at the point now, too, where I'm traveling so much for weddings. I'm paying over $400 to get there in the first place, and then I have to pay for drinks, too. I think that's just a little much. Like, I'm paying so much to already be there.
So you vote?
Tacky.
Yeah, it's a little tacky.
Wow. Woo! Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, quickly, rather than producer Eddie?
This is easy. I'm going to be completely honest here. It's pretty tacky.
No!
Pretty tacky. Man. You can do BYOB if you want, but charging cash bar,
money
I guess
judgers.
That's a good point, Eddie. If it is at her uncle's property or whatever, then I'm sure it could
bring
be BYOB.
Bring your own bottle, dude.
Yeah, bring it. That's one way to do it.
Three tackies, one halvesies, and I'm the only one that says live your life and who cares. Okay. That I'm sorry to report to you that's where we stand as a show.
Hopefully that was of some help to you.
Well, no, I think it's a good, we all live our lives a little bit different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think if she's wondering, like, the full pie, that most people will feel as tacky then. We're not invested in her life. We're just telling you how
Correct.
We feel about it. And I guess I'm the only good person.
That's the synopsis.
No, I'm kidding. All right, there you go. And that's the mailbag. Close it up, Raymundo.
And that was Bobby's Mailbag.
And again, if you have a question for the show, Morgan number two, and they want to send it in, they go to
mailbag@bobbybones.com.
Send us that email. The Bobby Bones Show. So here's a story that made me think about you, Amy, and not in a bad way. But a bunch of kids say their parents share too much about them online. Because they say that it puts them at risk and it's a bunch of info they didn't want out there to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have two kids, I guess, you know, basically one of the teenager.
Yeah, 12 years old.
Yeah.
So
what do you got?
I mean, I feel like with her especially, I'm more cautious of what I put out because she's very particular and has more opinions on what she wants shared or not. But pretty much everything I share, they know that I'm sharing.
And you clear it with them too.
Yes.
Like you don't post anything without going, is this okay to put up?
Yes. Oh, and she's for sure all about it. Stevenson's more like, okay, let me see. Okay, yes, yes, post, post, post. Or sometimes he'll encourage you. He'll be like, Mom, take my picture, post it. And then so I do to show him. But then she's like, she'll be like, you can take my picture, but don't put it anywhere. I said, okay.
So she wants you to keep it for just yourself?
Yeah, like yeah. We can keep it in the phone or keep it for us to have, but she just means don't show anybody else.
Well, the story goes on. Parents spend a lot of time worrying about how social media is affecting their children.
Mm-hmm.
But a new survey has found that kids are even more concerned with how their parents are using it.
Mm.
40% of kids asked say they have a problem with what their parents post about them on social media. And a lot of teens say it's a big problem.
Yeah, I mean, I can see as they get a little bit older, it will get more difficult. Even stories that I share about them on air. I mean, right now, most of the stuff I would say they know. And if they're listening, I know they may eventually hear it or someone may tell them. So I have to be okay with it. But as they get older, stuff I share might become more private and I may not be able to.
That's how I feel about my life.
Mm-hmm.
Except I just go. Anytime I think, maybe don't share that, I'd share it even more. Maybe I shouldn't do that, though.
But it's pertaining, like, just you or other people?
Yeah. Well, because I don't talk about other people.
Yeah.
I will not.
But my kids are other people.
No,
you know?
No. I'm saying just for me, though. I should also do that with me and protect me a little more.
Oh, gotcha.
Because everything's out there.
Because everything's out there.
Just keep some of it to yourself.
All right. Let's roll here. Let's see. Today, Amy, what's going on?
Tonight, I have my friend's birthday party, and it's a chili cook-off. So you're supposed to, like, submit if you're going to bring chili for the judging, but I'm just going to
You're just going to bring chili or you're just going to go eat chili?
I'm just going to go with the kids and we're going to eat chili.
Somebody's birthday party is a chili cook-off?
Mm-hmm, Steve.
That's pretty cool.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
I know. So it should be fun. I know. They're a fun couple. So yeah, of course they do fun things like that. What about you?
I am in Washington, D.C. So we're shooting American Idol today and tomorrow. I have breakfast with kind of a friend work person who runs a TV network who's in town. Talk about some shows and then we shoot all day American Idol today. Today and tomorrow in D.C. So going to finish here and just kind of head over there and get working. So all pretty good. Going to eat and then go to Idol. The Mondays are the later tape days. We start at like 11, 11:30. I love those days. It's the days where everybody's going earlier and I got to get there earlier. And I'm trying to do the show and get over there at the same time. So,
yeah,
we'll go do that. And then a lot of our Idol stuff, at least the preliminary stuff, most of it's over. Got a couple other stops. Like, we'll do an LA stop and we'll do a Portland stop up in Oregon. But otherwise, we kind of finished doing Milwaukee, Savannah, Georgia, and Washington, D.C. So, pretty pumped to, you know, get through this stage. That's it. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll be drafting our favorite inventions ever. Inventions.
Yes.
So good.
Invention. It could be anything.
I mean, anything.
Inventions.
Like, so much.
That's
it's
right.
Like, amazing.
All right, we'll do that on tomorrow's show. Thank you guys. See you then. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones, y'all.